Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk about a little line that we heard from this past weekend in our second reading, which was the beginning part of St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Now, it's important to recall that this letter is what biblical scholars believe to be the first writings of St. Paul. So it's very early on in his ministry, 50 AD, we'll say. So 20, 25 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, a founding issue in this letter is, of course, people are dying. Christ hasn't come. What does that mean for us? So he being St. Paul, is reflecting on aspects of the eschaton, the end times, the second coming. You know, all these things are whirling in his head. And this verse 3 really struck me as something that is meant for our lives, not just of the early Christians then, but of us now. So we hear St. Paul writing this. This is verse 2 into verse 3. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father. End quote. It's verse 2 going into verse 3. We hear in that verse 3 sort of the first written foundation and reflection on faith, hope, and love, these three intrinsic aspects of the Christian life that are gifts given by God that the tradition will go on to speak about as the theological virtues. And they are within the life of the early Christians. And Paul is recalling them as a thing of nourishment that brings about a joy in his ministry. Chapter 1 and 2 of this has a real strong evangelization notion, evangelization in the Holy Spirit. And we hear about the work of faith. Yes, the work of faith in our lives, in our ministries. Labors of love, labor of love. We're supposed to be working for love. And then finally, endurance and hope. What brings about a movement through our lives? Endurance and hope. This endurance and hope gives a seed, a foundation also for those labors of love and that work of faith that's constantly renewing and shaping our hearts. You know, the prayer of the collect, I should say, of the Mass this weekend calls us Christians. And we ask God of this. Grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. How are those things that call to conformity of our will to God's will and the serving of his majesty with a sincere heart? How do those things come about? In faith, hope, and love that are constantly being worked in us, grown in us, as a thing of nourishment for us and for those around us by the Holy Spirit in always Jesus Christ. Some translations say of Christ. In essence, they are gifts from him made possible by the power of the Spirit, who is the living flame of love, the Trinity. So a lot's going on in that little introduction. Paul's introducing himself. That's why those salutations, those introductions to his letters are important for us to also stew on. They just don't give us who's with them and what's going on. He's teaching us something very profound in that greeting. Just as those people, our brothers and sisters in the past, had lives that were shaped by works of faith, labors of love, and an endurance and hope, the same is meant for us. These are things that endure until, of course, the end of time. When the second coming of Christ comes and faith and hope pass away and love remains. But until then, we are called to be people that are always enduring in hope for the sake of works of faith and labors of love. So a lot's going on via St. Paul as he seeks to call these things to our mind as they were called to his mind by viewing the people of God that were in Thessalonica. We go out into the world showing people our works of faith, our labors of love, and our endurance and hope, hopefully planting seeds that allow them to recall these things in moments of their lives when they may need them. For, as I said in a previous podcast, our God is a God of all and wishes for these things to be for them, those people that are even outside of the church also. And he begins working on them even though they're not in the church. But we need to be there, able to receive them and to bring them into the totality of these gifts, into the fullness of these gifts, not just to allow them to reside in little tastes of these things. They are meant to be at the fullness of the banquet as we Catholics receive from the fullness of the Lord's banquet via the Eucharist. So a lot's going on there. And I would encourage you to spend some time with that. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and the verse I'm really hitting hard today is that third verse. And remember, as Thérèse of Lisieux says, we hope, what we hope from God is what we get from God. I'm paraphrasing, but we get from him what we hope for. So may our hope always be strong as it brings about an endurance of will that makes it possible for us to be people that are committed to works of faith and labors of love. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here in this podcast, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfryer.com. There, my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can find things I've written. There's YouTube videos there, links to social media platforms I use. And there's also a way to email me through the website. All this is at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.